Baker was in Sitka to discuss the Seward project with local officials and to make a presentation to the Chamber of Commerce. The Seward Sea Life Center's system was jump-started with $430,000 in federal Denali Commission funding for emerging technology. Baker told the chamber that there were similarities between Resurrection Bay and Sitka Sound that suggested exchanging heat from seawater would work here.
If you have a fjord or a bay that's facing mostly south and doesn't have a big tidal sweep, in other words, the current is not exchanging all the water quickly all the time, you'll get a tremendous amount of solar gain in that bay. And if you look at Resurrection Bay, it's facing south, so the sun bakes it all summer long. That solar energy penetrates deep in the water, and that water holds on to that heat. It's like a solar bathtub.
And a heat pump, the same compression cycle that allows us to circulate coolant in a common household refrigerator and to shed its excess heat, works in reverse. The coolant in a heat pump is warmed by contact with the air, the ground, or seawater, and those BTUs are pumped into a heating system. Baker says that depending on the size of the heat source and the capacity of the coolant loop, it's possible for a heat pump to produce hot water temperatures between 120 and 130 degrees, which is lower than conventional baseboard or steam heat, but adequate for modern in-floor heating systems. Baker told the chamber that seawater heat pumps sound like magic, but they're only viable under the right conditions.
What the seawater heat pumps essentially allow you to do is to borrow about two-thirds of the total heat from the ocean. So you're putting in one-third electric heat, but you're getting the other two-thirds from the ocean. So if you had a building like your city hall, it's all electric heat, I understand. If you were to shift that to seawater heat pumps, your heating demand, your electric demand to heat that building would drop to one-third of what it is now.
The relative efficiency of a heat pump is measured as COP, or coefficient of performance. When the water in Resurrection Bay is around 43 degrees, the COP of the Sea Life Center's seawater heat pump is about 3. It produces 3 units of heat for every 1 unit of electricity. As the seawater temperature drops, so does the COP until the water reaches about 37 degrees, when the exchange with seawater is no longer efficient. Baker says Nordic countries have found a way to bridge the thermal gap from January through March.
In Europe, what they're doing, when they use the heat pumps to heat a district loop, they're also often supplementing it in those cold periods with waste heat, biofuel heat. You can heat a loop many different ways.
Baker said that biomass could be used as a supplemental source in Sitka. The Coast Guard is already considering a biomass heating plant on Japonski Island that might connect the heating supply of Air Station Sitka with Search, Mount Edgecombe High School, the airport, and the university, the same kind of district loop which Baker said was in use in Europe. Baker said that heating such a loop with seawater heat pumps was viable since, except for the coldest part of winter, the thermal energy of the ocean was unlimited. The availability of biomass, or wood chips from thinning projects on the Tongass, in both the near future and the long term, remains uncertain. And seawater systems, like anything in contact with salt water, are not maintenance-free. Baker said the Sea Life Center was tapping into its existing saltwater pump system for its aquariums. The intakes for the system are at a depth of 300 feet and can't be serviced by divers in regular scuba gear. For other coastal projects, Baker is recommending intakes at a depth of about 60 feet. The water leaves the Seward system about 4 degrees cooler than it entered, and it is pumped through the aquariums, where the animals are said to prefer the slightly colder temperatures. Baker told the Sitka Chamber that this was an irony of seawater systems he's worked on so far. They did not produce any CO2 emissions, and they actually cooled ocean water.
Climate change is caused by trapping greenhouse gas partially. That heat's going into the ocean. So we've heated up our oceans a bit, apparently. Well, why not go and pull some heat out of the ocean and not burn fossil fuels? So the problem may also be the solution.
Baker warned that seawater heat systems were capital intensive, but if you looked far enough into the future, you might find viability. Baker is from Anchorage. His firm is called Your Clean Energy Consulting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.